Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fifth. The DH, Mike Easler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Marty Barrett. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oil Ken Boyd. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Tim Burtzes. And now, play ball. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tettleton for a passed ball. Evans moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Evans scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Barrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a line drive into center field. Murphy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Murphy. Easler moves to second. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Easler scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Rick Langford now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lions. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to third. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kingman scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lions. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Lions settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boggs takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Langford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons bunts towards first. Bakhti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bakhti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 0 for 1 in the game. Bhakti takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Gedman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Murphy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tettleton is called out on strikes. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Easler takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Easler goes all the way around to score. Gedman moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Steve Ontiveros now pitching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Boyd covering, for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett misplays the ball. That's an error on Barrett. Davis moves to second. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boyd fields it and throws to third for the out. Murphy moves to second. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy moves to third. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards first. Bochy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 3 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bochy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bochy for the out. Collins moves to third. Lansford moves to second. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons throws the ball into Barrett, who tags Davis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Collins scores. Lansford scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Mike Easler. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Gedman bunts towards first. Bochy scoops it up and throws to first, with Hill covering, for the out. Nichols moves to second. One out. Jay Howell now pitching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nichols moves to third. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bochy. Nichols scores. Hoffman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lyons. The throw from Tettleton, and Hill drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Hoffman scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Evans strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.